This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it is Dukes and Bell, and jumping in studio right now with us is Josh Pastner. He is the head basketball coach at Georgia Tech. I'm very proud of what you guys have been able to accomplish this year. We just put a couple of those numbers out there. I could read this sheet forever.
So could I.
But, 11 wins in the ACC, most in the program since going back to 95-96 when the Jackets went 13-3. And I'm willing to tell people that I'm sure the talent level, if you were around at that point, was a little different than what you've had to work with. No disrespect to the kids, but how'd you do it this year? What'd you do?
Yeah, well, first off, appreciate you having me on. And it was an incredible year, just in a lot of different ways. Number one, I got to give a great shout out to our staff. I think our staff, I've talked about it because you mentioned about the young men. We have not been able to sign that five-star elite recruit. We all want them. We're all trying to get them.
Right.
But we haven't been able to land them. So if we haven't been able to sign the five-star, our player development better be five-star. We have to have five-star player development, and that's what we've done. Our guys have gotten better through player development, and that's a credit to my assistant coaches. The assistant coaches have done one incredible job of getting guys better. I got great teachers, coaches on the floor to be able to teach and teach the game. Secondly, my young men, those student athletes, they're incredible. To be able to play so hard, especially that last week, knowing that there was nothing to play for in a sense other than the name on the front of the jersey and the personal pride on the back of the jersey of your last name, and also to be able to accomplish things that haven't been done here at Georgia Tech in ACC play in a long, long, long time is an incredible accomplishment, a true test of their character, a true test of their will for these young men, and it really represents Georgia Tech. And then lastly, I got to give a great shout out to my bosses, because during, over the last couple of years, there's been some highs and lows.
Right?
And God bless my Todd Stansberry, my direct Todd Stansberry, the athletic director, because it's really easy to not always stand by people. And so, we've had some tough losses, and he's been right there in the trenches, in the foxhole with us. President Peterson and then now the new president, President Cabrera, both have been unbelievable to me. But obviously Todd Stansberry and his team, the administration, have stuck by me and our team and us. And so it's a community effort. It's a group effort. And it's been a great thing. And the crowd over these last few games at home, we won six straight ACC home wins, which is the first time in a long time in the mid-90s. To be able to do that, our crowd was outstanding, was fantastic, was enthused, full of positive energy, in that last stretch there that really gave us a great lift to get us those home wins.
It is Tech men's basketball coach Josh Pastner with us live here on Dukes and Bell. And how hard was it, though, for you to say, take your medicine this year with NC2A when just Carl and I were saying, man, this is a craps game. I'd like our chances on that come better, making a run in the ACC tournament.
Yeah, obviously it's a gut punch when you get the news. However, we understood all the guys, how they handled it was just remarkable, because it's no fun to get that news, but we all understood, we respected the boss's decision that we really had to protect next season. The situation is what it is. And we can't have any woe is me type of mentality. We've got to deal with it. And the reality of it is, you never know how why things happen. Everything happens for some odd reason. You know, my dad always says this, and I really believe this. There's really no coincidences. Everything's a miracle. Now, you might not see it at the present time, mm-hmm. but later on, it comes back, and you recognize, and you're saying you're right when you look back. And so, for whatever reason, it worked its way out this year. And we finished fifth place by ourselves, so we ended on a really high note. And but going into next season, we can have, you know, a free mentality. We can have with free recruiting, in a sense of just you don't have to worry about anyone saying anything about a penalty or anything like that. So it puts everything on the rearview mirror for us, and we can just move forward moving forward to next season.
NCAA Final Four in town literally just a few weeks from now. Tournament starts pretty much next week. I mean, we get selection Correct. Sunday, and then that thing is on, and it's one of the most exciting times of the year. But, Josh, let's talk about your program specifically, and people have been asking this question, and Mike and I have actually asked this question. How do you build on this? Because that's the thing for Georgia Tech fans. They're saying, listen, we love this. This is awesome. I actually said I think you overachieve with the talent, but how do you continue to yep. build?
Well, a couple things. First off, I've said it from when I got the job here, that the number one thing we got to do is get old and stay old. That's the best opportunity for us to win this league, is to get old and stay old. Secondly, as I said, it's going to take about a 5-year process, and I've stayed true to that vision. I haven't wavered from that. Now, next year is our fifth year.
Okay,
and my first year we were really good. You know, second, third year, we had some ups and downs. Of course, we lost a kid to the pros in Okogie. And then this year, you know, we were picked 12th and we overachieved and got to fifth. But the reality of it is we've got the majority of our team back next year. And so it should give us an opportunity to really move the needle. And moving the needle, we moved the needle this year, but the end game is, of course, you want to win ACC championships and national championships. But for the short term, the needle movers, they get back into that NCAA tournament and then continue to sustain that. And how do you build on that? So we've got a lot of our team back. Secondly, is through recruiting. We've signed three guys. We have three kids, three prospects that we've signed coming into this next season. Tristan Maxwell from the state of North Carolina, a really good guard who can really score. Vernon Maxwell's son.
Okay, I know yep. Vernon well.
Nice. Vernon Maxwell's son.
Vernon can hoop now.
And 13 years in the pros.
Yeah.
He still looks like he can play. He knew how to just put the ball in the basket. Only one of nine players in the history of the NBA to score 30 points in one quarter.
And Vernon was tough.
Tough as nails.
Yes.
So if Tristan can, he's a really good player. If he can develop a little of that toughness that Vernon had, he's going to be a high-level guy. He knows how to score. We got a kid, I won't botch for everyone's last name, you'll just end up knowing him as Saba. He's 7'1 with a 7'4 wingspan. He's from the country of Georgia, and but he plays in a prep school up in California, Northern California. Okay. Got a chance to be really good. We're really excited about him. And then we got a local kid here, elite shot blocker, elite rebounder, Jordan Mecca, about 6'9. So we've signed three guys. We will have a few scholarships open just based on, you know, after season, based on the college basketball world, the transfer, they call it the portal. Last year was almost 1,000 names. This year, I think there'll almost be a 1,500 to maybe 2,000. They are changing the rule in about a year, but it might even happen sooner, where you can transfer and not have to sit out a year. So that means it's almost like a free agent deal in a sense. You're allowed a one-time transfer. That's going to go into effect. It might not happen this year, but it's going to go into effect a year from now. So people have asked me about recruiting, and I've told people the way the rules now have changed with the one-time transfer, after this year, it might not be everything just to sign high school kids. You might want to only sign the right high school kids that can be immediate impact, because you're going to want to have roster management on saving some scholarships, especially for a school like Georgia Tech in Atlanta, in the ACC, which is a great landing spot, to see, okay, because if you know, you might get a transfer that's already played 2 years of college basketball at another school, transfer, a lot of times, unless it's an elite high school kid, they're going to be more ready to play and help win than maybe a high school kid who's, you know, you're getting a kid who's 21 years of age compared to an 18-year-old. And so those are things you've got to be thinking about as you're continuing to move forward with the program. And those are all the type of decisions you've got to make as a head coach.
It's Josh Pastner with us live on Dukes and Bell. Guys, if you're just getting in your car, the head coach of Georgia Tech, nice enough to join us. Great year, 11. You got 11 wins in the ACC.
Which is hard to do.
No, believe me, I was here with Hewitt. Yeah. We used to get on Paul's case. Yeah. You're going 500, yeah. Went on the road, which is tough.
Yeah.
So a guy like Jose Alvarado, you're talking about getting older. Is there a chance he sticks around?
Well, here's the thing. He's a junior, going to be a senior. I expect everyone, the main core guys, to be back. No one to, leave for the NBA or anything like that. You are allowed to enter the I don't know if you guys know, but for the fans out there, and you guys might know this already, you are allowed to enter the NBA draft, get an agent,
right,
and still come back to school. As long as the agent is certified by the NCAA, not by the NBA Players Association, he or she has to be certified by the NCAA. And then secondly, there's a couple guidelines that they have to follow that keeps your technically your amateurism. But you would have to withdraw by a certain date. I do not expect any of our guys to partake in that because there's still risk involved, because it can, if you don't have great workouts, things might not go your way. But that is a change where you are allowed to enter the draft, sign with an agent, as long as he or she's certified by the NCAA, get some benefits in a sense, normal travel expenses, things like that. They can't actually give you money, can't buy you a car, right, but they can pay for travel, hotel, different, and they can give you advice, pay for meals. But they can't give you an actual a monetary thing, as in terms like a vehicle or stuff like that, and you can still retain your eligibility. So those are new rules that are in effect as well too.
That's good.
That's what your market value is, and put your toe in the water.
And you guys know this now, coming down the pipe, and you've seen it within the federal government about it's the NIL, name, image, likeness.
Yes,
that's going to come down the pipe too, where eventually, not for people in the 2021 class, or technically juniors now, who are going to, or sophomores will be juniors, that's going to go into effect, that they will be able to profit off their name, image, and likeness. So, for example, you guys could do a marketing deal with one of our players, pay them money, and
the kid actually gets some money from
and
it.
They would retain their eligibility, where obviously that was illegal before. Right. Sure. That's still being worked out, because if you know a lot of the state laws with Congress, and they got involved, so that's still in the process, but that's going to go into effect for the 21-22 season.
It's Josh Pastner joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Talking.
There's a lot of change in college athletics.
Well, and that's the thing. So you got to be on top of that. Obviously, I think the portal was huge, because, again, if you can go get a stud in the portal, it could change your program. You don't need... you only need one of those guys.
Correct. Especially in basketball, you don't need a lot. And here's the interesting thing with this name, image, likeness. What's going to be interesting is, how does it affect, and let's move basketball away, because, you know, there could be a lot of dollar value within the football, the big time football situations. Right. And now I know a lot of people said, hey, listen, the elite football schools or the elite basketball are still going to get the same players, because even the ones who are going to be able to do the things for maybe the donors or boosters to be able to give them, for a business, you know, they're still going to go to the same schools, but it's going to change a lot of the landscape and how things go. And it's a really interesting time in college athletics. There's no denying that.
How have you or the program embraced Atlanta and being what we are culturally?
Yep.
Musically, what the kids listen to, the artists that are here. We, you know, you go to a Hawk game, Migos are there, Quavo, Lil Baby, Dub Baby, everybody's down there. How do you incorporate those things to get people more interested in what's going on at Georgia Tech?
Well, that's a great question and a great point. That is a big thing for our selling point, is Atlanta. I mean, the city is like Miami without the water right now, in a sense.
Right.
You know, and you can get a little of everything. I mean, just the music, entertainment. I mean, right now it's the capital of the world of just the professional athletes, actors, actresses, entertainers. I mean, people are coming into this city left and right, are buying properties here. I mean, we were talking before on air just about even your area here, how it's just booming.
Yeah.
Right. Atlanta is booming. And so you want to be part of that. Midtown is booming. Around Georgia Tech, it is booming. So that is a big sell for us. And I understand, just like you were mentioning, of all the elite artists that are in this city, we want to get them involved with Georgia Tech. Well, how do we get them involved with Georgia Tech? The best thing we can do is win. because they want to be around winning.
Yeah.
They want to sit on the first row. They want to see us when we're playing for an ACC championship or trying to get to the NCAA tournament. They want to be around that. That's just the way it goes.
Right.
So the best thing that we can do, and we got some of that this year. We had a couple of high-level rappers come, high-level entertainers come, because we had started winning, and we've got to get back to that at the highest level that we can, because that makes it a hot ticket in town. And as you've mentioned, all the elite performers of you know, just culturally are going to want to come around Georgia Tech. That makes us cool, and that's the best thing you can do in recruiting is be cool and show that you get guys better. Those are the two best things for recruiting.
Josh, we've said it a million times. Josh Pastor in here for a few more seconds with us on Dukes and Bell. When it's cooking at the old days, Alexander, now McCain, it's a state-of-the-art facility. I mean, people are dying for that quality back. Now, again, this year, I was arms crossed. Oh, harumph. But this year, you really did impress me. Carl was saying, patience with my man, Did a great job.
Carl's my agent.
He knew the backstory. Yeah. But, you know, coaching these guys up. And now, again, the biggest thing for Tech fans, just build on it. Can you take it next level?
Well, you're exactly right. And they called, you know, McCamish back, you know, the Thriller Dome, as you know. And when that thing gets loud and booming, it becomes... And they talked about it. It used to be the hottest ticket in town back in the day. And it's ACC basketball, and we've got to build on that momentum going into next season. And I'm in agreement with you on that. You know, we're better offensively. We've been we've been elite defensively. Right. Finally this year, our offense caught up with our defense. So and it's a personnel game. It's not the X's and O's, it's the Jimmys and Joes. So as you guys mentioned, we just got to get another stud or two to go along with our core group, and great things can happen.
Appreciate you stopping by. We got to talk more because, you know, we're going to get to the tournament. Hopefully you'll have some time.
Yeah.
When we get closer to the Final Four, and we can break down some teams and start talking about
Stuff. I might be the most valuable guy for the Final Four if they shut down where no fans can be in the arena. You don't know, and I'll have to come in and commentate because what's going to happen.
Cub reporter.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Georgia Tech head basketball coach Josh Pastner. He's got a coaching show he's got to make, so we got to let him go.
Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.